It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBrees and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. I am Bill Enright, and with me, as always, is my main man, Todd DeVries. And if you are listening to this show live, you can give us a call. 508-298-0398 is the ACE ticket hotline, and we'll be happy to help you, happy to address your fantasy football questions. Or if you're listening to this show on demand via the podcast, send us a tweet at FFChamps, and again, we'd be happy to help you guys win your fantasy football leagues. Todd, another exciting week of action in the NFL. The real refs were back, and I think we all agree that the pace of the games were much better this week.
Pace of the games were better, Bill, but there were some questionable calls going on there, especially in that Packers-Saints game. That was a pretty sloppy game. I tell you what, if you were watching that game and took kind of the faces off the refs, you wouldn't know if those were the real refs or the replacement refs. That was an ugly game.
Yeah, Green Bay almost got screwed again. The refs made a... They blew the whistle, inadvertent blowing the whistle on a Darren Sproles fumble, I believe, right?
Yeah, there were a lot of plays. Again, that game was a little discombobulated, but for the most part, Bill, you're right. Most of the pace of the games were better. There were less free-for-alls, kind of in-between plays. less screaming at the ref and whatnot. So a little bit better pace, but these guys need a couple weeks to get in the groove. They'll be fine.
Well, listen, we have a lot going on today. We'll go over the Week 4 champs and chumps. We will deliver some injury report news heading into Week 5, go over some waiver wire and pickup suggestions. We'll do our little stardom sit-em heading into the week, and plus we'll reveal our Week 5 player rankings. And, of course, taking your calls, ACE Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398, plus your emails, webradio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps. Todd, what do you say we start off with champs and chumps? Kevin, our producer, do we have a nice little intro today?
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
Ah, I like that. Very nice. Todd, we have to start off with Mr. Tom Brady. He's on the champ list this week with 340 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. Oh, and he also ran in a touchdown to make that 4 TDs on the day.
And thank goodness, Bill. Let me take you inside my brain on Sunday.
All right.
I had a lot going on the first hour, the 1 o'clock games, kids, and everything going on. I was finally able to sit down and focus, okay? Just me, myself, and my TV and my fantasy lineups.
Yeah.
And it's 21-7 Buffalo, and I've got Tom Brady in 2 of my most important leagues. And I'm sitting there going, I can't believe this. What the heck is going on? And I don't know if it was me being a little bit of good luck, Bill, or whatever happened, but in the blink of an eye, those 7 points magically turned into 52, and I was loving life. Absolutely, Tom Brady's a champ this week.
You'll notice, if your team puts up 52 points, chances are there'll be a lot of players from that squad on the champs list this week. Oh, yeah, definitely. Let's get into some more of the QB champs. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees facing off against each other. Both of these guys put up wonderful fantasy points. Rodgers had 4 touchdowns. Drew Brees had 446 passing yards to go along with his 3 TDs.
Yeah, absolutely. The game lived up to its billing from that perspective, Bill. Lots of passing, lots of big plays. Aaron Rodgers kind of spreading the wealth around, even without Greg Jennings, who was hurt in that one. So, lots of aerial bombs and short yardage passing. They look pretty sharp. It's amazing that the Saints are 0-4, but hey, they were going to be 0-4. The Packers were going to be 1-3. Something weird was going to happen there, and because that game was in Lambeau, they got a few calls went their way.
Yep.
You know, it went the direction of the Packers. Hey, Bill, let's talk about those QB chumps.
Yeah,
and let's start with last night. What the heck was going on with Tony Romo? And not only him, but the communication between him and his wide receivers. Awful.
You know, Romo had 307 passing yards. He got a touchdown, and he had 5 INTs with 2 fumbles. Now, some of the interceptions were not his fault. One of them bounced off Kevin Ogletree's shoulder. Another one, I think, Dez Bryant didn't recognize the coverage, and he went for a fly route instead of coming back on the curl, so Romo underthrew him. But those turnovers led to some massive amount of points for the Chicago Bears. Actually, I think 2 of them were pick sixes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you're playing like that and you have seven turnovers in one game, you bet your butt that you're going to be on the QB chump list for that week.
Yeah, and you know it. Tony Romo, they got down big, partly because of his turnovers, but he just started just whipping it around, like, without a care at the end of that game. I mean,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And there's one thing to just take a few chances because you're down so big, you want to hit something, you know, a big play, but...
He got reckless,
and good news if you had the Bears defense on your fantasy team. Not so good if you had Tony Romo.
All right, moving on. How about Mark Sanchez from the New York Jets? I don't know what Patriots fans like more. Do they like seeing the Patriots put up 52 points, or do they like seeing the Jets put up 0 points? Because that's what they did this past Sunday against the 49ers. Mark Sanchez, 103 passing yards, one interception, and one fumble lost.
Well, we saw this one coming, you know, Bill. I mean, not only us, a lot of people did. I mean, they had the Niners coming off of a brutal loss.
Yeah.
The Jets coming off a win that they probably shouldn't have had against the Dolphins.
Right.
This was a train wreck waiting to happen, and the Niners came in there angry into the Meadowlands. They didn't care they were on the road. They spanked the Jets. The Jets had no answer for anything. Sanchez looked awful. Sanchez is going to be on this chumps list more often than not. That is, if he can keep the job from Mr. Tebow.
Well, we know Santonio Holmes probably going to be out for a few games, if not the season, and that was Mark Sanchez's number one wide receiving option. Moving on to another QB chump from this past weekend, Russell Wilson of the Seattle Seahawks. Three interceptions with just 160 passing yards. He's having a tough outing the last couple weeks, despite that ridiculous play call with the Seattle Seahawks-Green Bay Packers game.
Well, Bill, he's a rookie, you know, and rookies are going to have those rookie days. You know, he's not going to come in and then blow it up each and every week. So it's going to be interesting to see if Pete Carroll sticks with him throughout the season,
right.
You know, through the highs and lows of a rookie quarterback, because they have a good team around him, you know?
Yeah.
And if they just kind of had a game manager in there, kind of like, oh, didn't they sign somebody in the offseason, Bill?
Matt
for
Flynn.
Like millions of dollars?
Yeah, $24 million. Matt Flynn, now he's right on the bench.
You know, I think you and I agree. We do like the playmaking ability of Russell Wilson. But, you know, when you're in this situation, your organization has to make a decision. Are we going to go with the rookie, you know, in the highs and lows of a rookie year?
Right.
Or are we going to go with the game manager type who can possibly get us to the playoffs? That's the decision this organization is going to have to make. They're going with Russell Wilson thus far. We'll see if they stick with that decision.
All right, let's move on to the running backs. We got the running back champs. Michael Turner from the Atlanta Falcons. How about it? Someone says, you know, some people say that he can't catch the ball out of the backfield. Well, he proved everyone wrong this weekend. 68 receiving yards to go along with his 103 rushing yard performance, and he also got into the end zone.
And I fully admit, you know, Michael Turner was not a guy that I was eyeing up in my fantasy drafts because I thought he was a little bit overvalued. I kind of thought he was long in the tooth and that the offense was kind of moving away from, you know, having a workhorse running back there. But he's proven me wrong so far, Bill. And what he did in that game against Carolina, great game, by the way, you know, he had a great ball game. And he kind of looked quick for him.
The burner looked fast once again.
He did. He looked pretty good. How about another guy, Bill, another running back champion, the Patriots' own Stephen Ridley. He came up big once again, 106 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, Stephen Ridley, I mean, he's performing like a top 10 fantasy running back right now. He had a little bit of a down week against the Ravens, but he blew the lid off when he was going up against the Buffalo Bills. And how about his teammate, Brandon Bolden? 137 rushing yards, one rushing touchdown.
Yep.
Now, Todd, you're a big college football guy. Why don't you explain to everyone out there who Brandon Bolden is in case they don't know?
Well, he comes from the SEC, and, you know, we always talk about how great the SEC is. He played at Ole Miss. He was actually a backfield mate to Dexter McCluster, Bill.
Right.
Imagine that. They had both of those guys in the backfield. They were the number one and two running backs for the Rebels that I think 2009 or 2008. So yeah, you know, he's an under the radar guy. You know how Bill Belichick is. He finds these guys, plugs them in, and finds the right game plan for them. It's amazing. You know,
yeah.
I mean, even Stephen Ridley, another SEC running back from LSU, he's got something going here with these two guys. And who knows how it's going to play out throughout the rest of the year. It might cause a few fantasy headaches, but, man, they looked really good in the second half against the Bills.
We will certainly be talking about Brandon Bolden later on in the show when we discuss the Week 5 waiver wire free agent pickup suggestions. But moving on to the running back chumps, what about Sean Green from the Jets? Only 34 rushing yards. We saw that coming because the Niners' defense is so good, but that's really a pitiful performance.
Yeah, but not to be, you know, not unexpected. You know, and we had talked about Bilal Powell perhaps taking over the role there eventually
right.
for the Jets. So not too surprised. I hope that you didn't have Sean Green in any of your lineups, especially against that defense. Hopefully you kept him on the bench. Another guy, though, a much bigger name, Bill, that hits the chumps list this week, Run DMC Darren McFadden. He also only rushed for 34 yards and only 4 receiving yards. What is going on with this guy?
You know, this is the one that hurts because unlike Sean Green, you have Darren McFadden in your lineup.
Yep.
He was a first round draft pick heading into the fantasy football season this year. So this one really hurts. It kind of it's like the knife getting twisted into your back. When you see Darren McFadden on the field, when he's healthy, you expect him to perform like a top five running back. And for the second time this year, he really let fantasy managers down.
Yeah, and the Broncos' defense isn't all that. I mean, the week before, they gave up over 100 yards to Arian Foster.
Right.
So it's not like there's some, you know, they're not the Niners, or you
exactly.
know what I mean? And so very, very disappointing. Let's move over to the wide receivers, Bill. Who makes the champs list this week?
You know, there was a lot of them, Todd. And I really had to, like, narrow it down.
Did you whittle it down?
Yeah, I whittled it down to just 3 guys. I got Roddy White from the Falcons. He had a dominant day, 169 receiving yards with 2 touchdowns. And then you look at Marquise Colston from the Saints, 153 receiving yards and a touchdown. But the best of all, Brian Hartline from the Miami Dolphins, 253 receiving yards, and he got into the end zone as well. 253 for Brian Hartline. He is now leading the NFL for receiving yards.
How about it? I mean, and I was watching the Red Zone, Bill, and they you know, at that time when this game was on, it was one of the only close games going on at that time.
Right.
So they showed a lot of it. And every big play was Hartline. I mean, it was amazing. 12 catches, Bill. You know? And,
well,
and suddenly he's found this, like, speed. And this is against an Arizona defense that's pretty darn good.
They were lights out the first 3 weeks of the season. Lights
yeah,
out.
It was amazing, shocking. And, I kicked myself a little bit, Bill. One of my leagues, he was out there in the waiver wire last week, and I didn't make a claim for him, and now I'm thinking I should have. Now, will we get that every week? Of course we won't get 253 yards every week, but I'm not even sure we're going to get consistency out of him. He does have a rookie quarterback in Ryan Tannehill, but, man, he looked good. He looked good against the Cardinals. But let's get back to Roddy White real quick, Bill. How about that catch he made
at the end
on
of the
1 yard line? Basically, it was kind of like a Hail Mary almost.
Yeah, it was.
How in the world did the Panthers let him get behind the defense on that?
Awful, awful
what
coverage.
What is going on with that?
Coverage.
I couldn't believe that when I saw that ball go up. And then they pan the field, and you see right away behind two of the, you know, behind the safety.
And you're like, why is there no defender around him?
I know. I mean, unbelievable stuff. And to back up just a little bit further, not to get too off track here, Bill, but how about Cam Newton? I'm getting tired of all of his Superman moves after all his big plays and everything, especially when his team's losing.
Yeah.
Big, big fumble on that third down. He gets that first down, the game's over.
Game's over.
They wind that up having to punt, and the rest is history.
That one's definitely on Cam.
But we'll talk more about that later in the show and probably also on our Thursday show, Bill. How about the wide receiver chumps? Another Falcon to talk about there.
Yeah, we mentioned Roddy White was a champ. How about his teammate Julio Jones? He's on the chump list this week. Only 30 receiving yards. There's some whispers around the league that he has a hand injury. I'm not sure what's going on with my man Julio, but right now he's not putting up those numbers that we all thought he would be.
Only one catch.
Yeah, not good.
Ouch. I mean, Matt Ryan throws for 369 and 3 touchdowns, and Julio gets one catch for 30.
Michael Turner had 68 of them.
Unbelievable. Well, hey, well, yeah. Like you said, maybe he's being slowed down by an injury, which also might be the case for the next guy on our wide receiver chumps list, Jeremy Maclin.
Only 7 receiving yards for Maclin. He's a guy that was questionable all week, and then he goes to probable, and then he's activated for the Sunday night matchup against the Giants. So people scrambling, putting him in their lineups, and then he comes out and gets 7 receiving yards. 7? A single-digit performance, you might as well just get 0.
Yeah, and he just wasn't even a part of the offense. I mean, he wasn't a part of the game plan or anything. So I'm wondering, you know, I'm just wondering how healthy he really is. I mean, he had 3 targets for 1 catch. 1 catch and 3 targets, which is
right.
Nothing for him. Usually he's got a dozen, 14 targets. So he's definitely not right. Something to keep an eye on moving forward when they play the Steelers. Another guy, Bill, and this one kind of hurt to watch, even for perhaps Patriots fans, to watch Santonio Holmes go down in a heap after a catch. Serious-looking injury, and he kind of just tossed the ball up in the air for the Niners to take in for a touchdown. Santonio Holmes... putting him on our chumps list, but, you know, I feel kind of bad doing that.
I don't feel bad at all, Todd. You notice we're hammering the Jets right now. Mark Sanchez was on the chump list. Sean Green was on the chump list. So Santonio Holmes is joining his teammates on the chump list. I understand that he's injured and he might be out for the season, but you know what? That's the risk you take when you play the game of professional football. But I think he could have held onto the ball instead of fumbling it. He got injured. He fumbles the ball on the play. He kind of just, like, let it go, like you said. And then the Niners picked it up and ran in for a touchdown. So he's absolutely on the chump list this week, despite his injury.
There you go. No, the Jets are all over the chump list this week. And,
all over.
I have a feeling they're going to be on the chump list for many weeks going forward.
And right.
How in the world is this team 2-2, by the way? And tied
for first. Lucky. They played against the Dolphins, and then they wiped out the Bills in week one with those 48 points. Talk about smoke and mirrors. What a joke that was week one. The Jets scored 48 points, and now we know why. It wasn't the Jets' offense was good. It was the Bills' defense sucked, as we saw. The Patriots scored, 45 points in the third and fourth quarter?
Yeah.
So
we called it out to pat ourselves on the back, not only us, but we said that was fool's gold from the start.
Absolutely.
I mean, they scored one stinking touchdown in all of August preseason games. I know it's preseason, but they scored one touchdown that was in the fourth quarter of the last game.
Right.
You know, and then the next week they go out and score 48. We knew that was fool's gold, and that's proven to be correct. Moving over to the tight ends, Bill. The champs. How about a guy by the name of Scott Chandler? Who? Scott Chandler?
Well, Patriots fans know who that is now.
Yeah.
He had 2 receiving touchdowns, 62 yards. He has a concussion in the game, so we don't know if he's going to play this week yet. But his week 4 performance, definitely something worth noting here in the champs section.
I'm trying to think back to the last great Bills tight end. Can you think of one?
No, I can't.
How about... Maybe he wasn't a great tight end. Remember the name is sticking out to me is Pete Metzelaars. Remember that guy?
No, I don't.
You don't remember Pete Metzelaars?
No.
He was a solid fantasy player, Bill, back in like the 80s and 90s.
The 80s? I was born in 85.
Moving on. Another tight end champ, and finally this guy's back on our champs list. How about the Gronk? 104 receiving yards, touchdown, nice spike into the end zone. What do you have to say about the Gronk this week, getting back on track?
Gotta love the Gronk. You drafted him probably in the first or second round, and he's putting up the points that you expect him to get with the 104 receiving yards and the TD. Love him. Love the Gronk. He runs on Duncan. Bill Enright runs on Duncan. We got a lot in common.
There you go. All right, tight end chumps, Bill. Giants. I was expecting the Eagles always have a tough time against the tight end position.
Yeah.
They didn't seem to have too much of a tough time against Martellus Bennett on Sunday night. Only 2 receiving yards, 1 catch.
Yeah, and Bennett was a guy that scored in the first 3 weeks. He was a hot waiver wire pickup after that Panthers game. A lot of people started him this week with injuries to, you know, Aaron Hernandez and some other tight ends around the league. And he really let down fantasy managers with just those 2 receiving yards. I was one of those managers he let down. I'm very disappointed in Martellus.
Yeah, he just wasn't, again, kind of like Macklin. I'm looking here. He actually had almost the same exact stat line as Macklin on the Eagles. 3 targets, 1 catch, only 2 yards. So kind of obviously a downer after having 6, 10, and 7 targets in the first 3 weeks.
Big disappointment.
Another tight end chump, Vernon Davis, who's been a stud all year long. Vernon Davis just didn't seem to get, you know, they scored 34 points, and he wasn't a part of the game plan either.
And that's really weird because when you think of the 49ers offense, you immediately think of maybe Frank Gore and then Vernon Davis. And for him not to be a big factor in that game was just odd to me. I have no concerns about starting Vernon Davis the rest of the way. You don't expect to hear his name listed on the chumps list very often this season.
No, he'll be just fine. He'd scored a touchdown in every other game so far this year. He is a tight end, and, you know, they're going to be slightly inconsistent unless their name is Gronk or Graham.
Yep.
So I'm not too worried about it either. But, yeah, he let down managers, only 28 receiving yards.
Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out on Patriots.com radio. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs. We got to take a quick break, but give us a ring. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. We'll be taking your calls. Jimmy in Texas, I see you on the line. We'll get back to you after the break. And we'll also break down the upcoming Patriots versus Broncos matchup with a little bit of a fantasy perspective. Again, this is the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
Fantasy football champs on Patriots.com radio. Phone lines wide open, 508-298-0398. Let's go right to the lines. We got Jimmy in Texas waiting for some fantasy advice. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. What you got, Jimmy?
Hey, just a couple questions real quick. I got two trades proposed to me, both the league 12-team PPRs. The first one was actually they're proposing LeSean McCoy for Darren Sproles and Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. See what you guys think about that.
Okay, so you have Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and you have Sproles, and they want both of those for LeSean McCoy in a 12-team PPR.
Yep.
Okay, how many running backs do you start, and also how many flexes do you start?
Two running backs start, one flex.
All right, so potentially three
besides
running
McCoy,
backs.
Who else you got?
I'll be left with Steven Jackson and Ben Tate.
Ooh. Well, you certainly need the running back help. I just don't know if you want to give up LeSean McCoy.
You know what? I'm going to actually – this might sound crazy, Bill.
I'll
my gut feeling
up,
here is
– Sproles and Green Ellis for McCoy.
Yeah. Right. He's got Sproles and Green Ellis. Honestly
– Oh, he'd be getting McCoy, right.
My gut feeling is telling me to turn this trade down, Bill. Is that crazy?
No, it's not because you need –
Sproles in a PPR, man.
Sproles in a PPR is a top 10 guy. And with Jarvis Green Ellis, you know he's going to get the rock every game, 15 to 20 times a game. He's good for 10 touchdowns this year. Obviously, McCoy, we know he's a top 3 running back. But you know what? You need the help at running back because once those bye weeks start hitting, you got Ben Tate and Steven Jackson. I'm just not convinced those guys can give you the consistent production. At least you know you can rely on Sproles and the law firm. I'm going to say no go on that trade.
Okay. And I have one more question, if that's all right.
Yeah,
sure,
no
fire away.
Okay, I got another proposed trade. They're offering Matt Forte for Alfred Morris and Cedric Benson.
This is a different league, obviously,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
Still PPR.
Yep.
Matt Forte for Cedric Benson and Alfred Morris. You know, Todd, I'm getting a lot of questions about Alfred Morris at ffchamps.com, and I've been burned by Mike Shanahan so many times when it comes to fantasy football and his running backs that I just don't trust him. And it's really a shame because he's putting up amazing numbers. 96 yards and 2 touchdowns in week 1, 89 yards in week 2, 78 yards and a touchdown in week 3, 113 yards and a touchdown in week 4, 376 yards and 4 TDs on the season, and yet I find myself not being able to trust him.
Yeah, well, you and I have been playing fantasy football a long time, and we've both been burned many, many times by the shenanigans.
Yeah.
Right? The Shanahanigans. Is that what we call it?
The Shanahanigans.
I think this is all about Matt Forte for Jimmy, you know, and quite frankly, the jury's still out on Matt Forte. I mean, last night, Bill, not too much to show coming back from injury. 13 rushes, 52 yards, only one catch on one target for minus 3 yards. So Matt Forte didn't exactly light it up last night.
He didn't, but how often was the Bears' offense really on the field?
That's true.
Their defense, luckily, did a lot of the scoring for them.
That's true. So I guess this is all about do you believe in Forte in the rest of the way or not? If you believe in Forte the rest of the way, this is a full PPR, Bill. This is a guy that was drafted in the top 10 or top 12 in every PPR league, you know, and you're getting him for a couple guys that, you know, don't really have the track record. I mean, Cedric Benson, a little bit of a track record, but with the Packers, we all know that eventually that's going to be all about the passing game. So I don't know, Bill. I mean, I guess it comes down to this, Jimmy. If you believe in Forte, I would seriously consider it. It might depend upon the other depth that you have at running back. What other depth do you have?
I currently have, let's see, Willis McGahee, Mendenhall, and Ridley.
Yeah, you need the help. Ridley and McGahee are great. I'm not convinced that Mendenhall is just going to come back and play lights out. I think Forte could be a big help for your squad. I'm not high on Benson, and Alfred Morris is playing good now, and actually he'll be on our buy low, sell high list later. You'll have to tune in to see which side of the coin he's on, but judging by his stats, you can probably guess. I think you should do the trade, Jimmy.
Okay. Appreciate it, guys.
Todd, you agreeing there?
I agree. The last thing I'd say to you, Jimmy, is see if they'll throw in another running back so it's a 2-for-2.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Even if it's a low-level guy, you know, maybe you can hit on a, you know, keep some depth there. But yeah, I think Forte, if you're believing in him coming back full strength, I like him. Given that you have McGahee and Ridley are both really strong, I think he'll be in good shape there.
All right, Jimmy, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jimmy, thanks for the call. Let's move over to Matt in New Hampshire. He's on line 2. What's going on, Matt? Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing great. What you got?
Hey, I'm trying to trade for Calvin Johnson here. I got a lot of running backs, and my receivers are kind of average. Do you think McGahee and Steve Smith is a fair deal?
Well,
I think you're overpaying.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So I got McCoy, McGahee, Peterson for my running backs, and Mendenhall too. So.
Listen, don't rely on Mendenhall as your flex. Right now you have solid running backs. Go on.
I also have good receivers too, though. They're all average. I got Cruz, Malcolm Floyd, Hawkins from the Bengals, Steve Smith, Brandon Lloyd, and LaFell as well from the Panthers. So it's a lot of tough decisions every week. I just want to upgrade, if you know what I mean.
your team is better with McCoy. Who is your second running back?
Peterson.
McCoy, Peterson, and McGahee, and then Cruz, Steve Smith, and Brandon Lloyd than it would be without McGahee in that flex spot and then Calvin Johnson. Because Steve Smith is going to get his stats. Victor Cruz is going to get his, and we know Brandon Lloyd can get his. I would not be concerned about your wide receivers whatsoever. Something's happening to the Detroit Lions right now, and it is not good. Matthew Stafford doesn't look the same. Even Calvin Johnson dropped a touchdown pass the other day or on Sunday, and he, I don't know if it's a Madden curse or what's going on there, but he's not playing like the Megatron that we knew him to be from 2011.
Do you think I should just stand pat then?
I really do. Todd, do you think you should go after Calvin Johnson?
Well, I'll say this. I like the fact that he's trying to go out and get Megatron, you know, at the right time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Buying low, right? I mean, he's coming off of a terrible game for him, 54 yards. I don't know, man. I don't want to give up McGahee. McGahee looks so strong right now. Is this a full PPR league?
No, it's standard. What about a one-for-one? Because he's a Broncos fan, too, so I'm kind of hoping that'll egg him on. The guy I'm trying to trade with.
That would still leave you with Mendenhall, though, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a tight end flex, too, so I can play Pettigrew and Bennett as well. I got both of them.
That's not bad.
So basically the question now becomes McGahee for Megatron straight up.
Yes, I would do that.
Yeah? You think that's fair enough for him to accept? Or is that
Who cares if it's fair enough for him? That's not the point. What are you trying to be, equals?
Well,
who cares?
Hey, whoa.
This is about winning, okay? Friendship goes out the window when it comes to fantasy football, all right? Forget that nonsense on this show. I don't care if you offered him Toby Gerhart for Calvin Johnson. If he clicks accept, then he clicks accept. That's on him. That's not on you, to be fair. Offer that trade. Willis McGahee for Calvin Johnson. If he clicks accept, then that's on him. You just got your team. You just got yourself a really good team. Put it into action.
You think I should keep McCoy over McGahee?
Yes. Come on, man. You know better.
He's not a shitty team, man. Oh, excuse my language. I'm sorry.
All right, Matt. Yeah, go ahead and take that trade. Give him Willis McGahee. Give him Calvin Johnson. Todd, we don't play the friend game in fantasy football. Who cares about making even trade offers?
I tell you what, the better the friend, the more you want to screw him over in a trade.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have to see the amount of crap I talk to my friends, the amount of trash I throw at them leading up to the game. I'll post on their Facebook wall. I'll go to their house, leave them presents on their doorstep that I don't really want to see. Oh, I'm ruthless when it comes to fantasy football trash talk. There is no friendship. It makes the rivalries even more intense.
Yeah, but I like what he's doing. See, what he's thinking here is that I don't know if he's thinking of it or not, but getting Megatron after a down week when there are a lot of questions about the Lions.
That's definitely a good move.
This is the time to be trying to get him because, I mean, if he tried to get him just 1 week ago, he's coming off a 10-catch, 164-yard, one-touchdown performance. This week, bad performance, 54 yards. This is the time to try to go out and get him. So I like him trying to do that. He's a star. He's gonna come around no matter who the quarterback is there.
Hey, you're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. We want to help you win your leagues. Give us a ring, 508-298-0398. Before we get to more phone calls, Kevin, what do you say we take a look at the Patriots versus Broncos fantasy football matchup?
Rooting for the Patriots is great.
Woo!
Rooting for one specific Patriots player because he's on your fantasy football team? Well, that's just spectacular.
Brady on first down, play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
It's time for the Patriots Fantasy Spotlight on Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, that's right. Every week we are going to break down the Patriots' upcoming matchup from a fantasy football perspective. Last week, we did it with the Patriots and the Buffalo Bills. This week, we're doing it with the Patriots and the Denver Broncos. Todd, we just did the Champs and Chumps list. It featured four New England Patriots players, Tom Brady, Gronk, Brandon Bolden, Stephen Ridley. You throw in Wes Welker and Brandon Lloyd to the mix, you pretty much have yourself a fantasy football starting lineup.
Yeah, and the Patriots are one of the few teams, Bill, and I mean we have our top 10 commandments for winning in fantasy football that we previewed quite a bit in August on our shows right here. And one of them is you don't want to have two studs from the same team. There are some exceptions to that rule, Bill. And the Patriots are one of them because there's so many guys that put up nice production and the offense is so potent. So this is the one team, Bill, that I feel good about having, you know, Brady and Gronk or Brady and Brandon Lloyd, something like that.
Right.
And, you know, it's once Lloyd! Again. So this is an interesting matchup, Bill, because obviously all the talk is going to be about Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady, just like the old days, the old rivalry right. with the Colts and the Patriots. Now he's wearing an orange uniform. Should be a huge game. What is it, kickoff at 4:25, I believe, Eastern time?
That's correct.
Yes, so you get to wait a little bit, settle in, and watch this one. And there's going to be a lot of fantasy implications here, Bill. Let's talk about Wes Welker first. There was a lot of, you know, a lot of rumors out there and a lot of poor production from Wes in the first couple of weeks of the season. And he's turned it around the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely has. Back-to-back games with 800 receiving yards, back-to-back games with at least 8 receptions. Wes Welker, Brandon Lloyd, and the wide receiving crew for the Patriots are going up against the Broncos that are allowing the 12th most points to opposing wide receivers. Get Welker, get Lloyd into your lineups. No reason to bench him this week.
Okay, now, not this week. However, long-term with Welker, I mean, are we seeing his production go up because Hernandez is hurt and because Edelman's out?
I think we're seeing the performances from Welker because the Patriots realize they need him to be involved in the game plan in order for them to put up points. Look at the two games that he wasn't involved that much. Patriots I don't think they scored more than 20 points. Last two games, Ravens and the Bills, 52, and what they scored against the Ravens, 28 points. The more Welker's involved, the more the Patriots move the football.
They scored 34 points. He didn't do anything. They beat the Titans 34-13.
That's true.
And, Welker. Yeah. Welker had 3 catches for 14 yards.
Right.
I don't know. That's something. We'll worry about that later. For this week, I agree with you. Welker's a safe play given the nature of who's around him. So that's an interesting thing to keep in mind, though, down the line with Welker. And I know that there's some emails that we're getting in at FF Champs, Bill, surrounding Welker's long-term status. We'll get to those later in the show. How about the running backs, Bill? The Patriots running backs, the dynamic duo of Ridley and Bolden. What do you expect from them this week?
Steven Ridley is performing like a top 10 fantasy running back right now. Brandon Bolden put up top 5 numbers last week. Now, lower your expectations a little bit for Brandon Bolden. I don't think the Patriots for the rest of the season will have running backs get like 40 carries for 250 rushing yards. But the Broncos defense, the 9th least amount of points to opposing running backs, so they're pretty good at stopping the run. You have to lower your expectations a little bit heading into week 5.
And how about even Mr. Woodhead?
Danny Woodhead
found the
Danny.
End zone.
Yep, he did.
It was a reception, but still, I mean, there's everybody's scoring for the Patriots right now.
When you're playing against the Bills, it's a pass happy day, run happy day. Any kind of offensive production, you're going up against the Bills, you're lighting up the scoreboard.
How about we turn our attention to the Broncos, Bill? There,
sure.
Peyton Manning is starting to look, you know, just when everyone thought his arm was jelly and he couldn't do anything, he looked pretty good last week.
Yeah, the Patriots right now giving up 4 touchdowns to, the 7th most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. We saw Ryan Fitzpatrick score 4 touchdowns against the Patriots, so I think it's going to be a pretty good day for Peyton Manning. He's got some 2 dynamic wide receivers in Demaryius Thomas and Eric Decker. That being said, the Patriots actually are doing a pretty good job at stopping opposing wide receivers. They've only allowed 1 touchdown the last couple weeks to opposing wide receivers. I think it was Torrey Smith. So what did he have, 2 touchdowns that game? I think he might be the only wide receiver to score against them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought that, I guess you're right. I'm looking here, you know, because Mr. Chandler, the tight end, scored a couple touchdowns.
He's a tight end.
Yeah. How about Donald Jones? He scored.
Who the heck's Donald Jones?
Oh, he's Bills? From the Bills. He scored 1 of the touchdowns last week. You know, Donald Jones, superstar for the Bills.
Jones.
Hey, no, Stevie Johnson. I mean, they did shut down Stevie Johnson last week, Bill. 2 catches, 23 yards. So I hear what you're saying there. Demaryius Thomas, how about that fumble last week, by the way?
What was that? He was wide open. I think he was streaking towards the end zone. And then all of a sudden, I think he wanted to switch hands. He wanted to put the ball in his left hand, try to do a stiff arm. I'm not sure what happened there.
I have him in like 3 fantasy leagues, so I wasn't too happy with that.
And
fumble.
Todd, you are totally right. I absolutely misspoke on there. The Patriots, not only 1 touchdown, they are giving up at least 1 touchdown to opposing wide receivers.
There you
at
go.
Least 1 touchdown. 14th most points to opposing wide receivers. Had to correct that mistake real quick. So Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, along with Peyton Manning, should have a pretty solid outing in week one.
I mean, I think we're going to see. I know we always seem to talk about this with the Patriots, Bill, but I think this is going to be another high-scoring game. I mean, 2 weeks in a row, they lost 31-30 to the Ravens. That's a lot of fantasy points there. Obviously, last week, 52-28. I think we're going to see a lot of points once again against the Broncos. I think there are a lot of plays in this game. It should be a fantasy feast, a fantasy delight.
And remember, you know, that's the kind of perspective that we look at things from, the fantasy football perspective. You know, we don't mind seeing the Patriots get a lot of points scored against them because we want the fantasy points. So, you know, if that kind of rubs people the wrong way, well, then you're probably listening to the wrong show. But from a fantasy football perspective, we love high-scoring games. That's what we live for, and we think it's going to be another one this week.
Yep, and I guess the last we can touch on here on this game, Bill, is the tight end position for the Broncos. A lot of hype for Jacob Tammy heading into the year since he had that track record with Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. Yep. You know, I watch these games, and it seems like he's getting targeted quite a bit, but he really hasn't produced too much yet. One touchdown for Tammy this year, only 125 total yards in four games. The good news for Tammy owners out there is the Patriots are having a hard time against those tight ends. I believe they've given up the third most points to opposing tight ends in the entire league. So maybe this is the game where Tammy gets on track with Peyton Manning.
They did, and you mentioned Scott Chandler. We saw him score two touchdowns. I believe it was Dennis Pitta scored a touchdown for the Ravens. So the tight ends are kind of going off when they're playing against the Patriots. So that's good news if you have Jacob Tammy. Real quick, just a quick breakdown. Tom Brady, Wes Welker, Brandon Lloyd, Stephen Ridley, get them all in your lineups. You can't forget about Rob Gronkowski. And then from the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning, Willis McGahee, Demaryius Thomas, Eric Decker, and even if you have to play Jacob Tammy, all of them sound good to me for your fantasy football lineups for Week 5. Like, again, Todd, you mentioned it. It's going to be a high-scoring affair, and that's what we love when it comes to fantasy football. We got to take a quick break here. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located
located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The fantasy football champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. It is time for some waiver wire, some free agents, some pickups, whatever you call it. We have the players that you'll want to know about. Teams on a bye this week, Todd. Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions, Oakland Raiders, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So that means there's a lot of playmakers that are not going to be in your lineups because they don't have a game scheduled. So what do you say we started off with the quarterbacks?
Yeah, Bill, waiver wire possibilities. And we talked about this guy last week, Bill, Christian Ponder. This guy's been a pleasant surprise in the world of fantasy football. Yeah, he's a guy that has a great matchup this week. I mean, what do you think about Ponder as a possible play this week if one of your main quarterbacks is on a bye?
Ponder, available in 73% of leagues. He got it done against a tough San Francisco 49ers defense. We saw what he did against the Detroit Lions. I'm liking this guy. Maybe you had Tony Romo or Matthew Stafford in your starting lineup. They're on a bye this week. I have no qualms about putting in Christian Ponder, picking him up, and then putting him in your lineup.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, he had a quiet week last week, you know, yeah, with the defense and special teams did the damage. But the weeks before, you know, 19 points against the Colts, 25 against the Niners.
Right.
He's a strong play, especially if he can break a few of those runs. He has that unique scrambling ability, the kind of sneaky scrambling ability, which you love in fantasy football. Another guy, Bill, that's been on our waiver wire list the last couple of weeks is Andy Dalton from the Bengals. He's available in 45% of leagues.
Yeah, I like Dalton. Again, if you have Romo and Stafford, a lot of people do, Dalton is a very capable quarterback, too, that you can ride for the rest of the year and even play him as a matchup-based quarterback. Like
24,
both of those guys.
Last three weeks, Bill, 24 fantasy points, 26 fantasy points, 24 fantasy points. Huge production. Now, he's probably, like we said, he's available in 45% of the leagues, but if he's out there in your leagues, the guy's a quality option.
And he's playing against the Miami Dolphins this week.
Yeah, the Dolphins and, you know, the Dolphins, sketchy defensively, I think.
Yeah,
exactly. Another guy you can talk about, Bill, is due to injury to Jake Locker, Matt Hasselbeck's another guy you could plug in there if you're kind of in desperation mode.
Yeah, I'm not goo-goo or, you know, going nuts over Matt
cuckoo
Hasselbeck.
Cocoa nuts?
Yeah, I'm not going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over Matt Hasselbeck. But, you know, if you're relying on Jake Locker, I guess you can pick him up. Not much of a big play there.
All right, moving over to the running backs, Bill. Patriots' Brandon Bolden, 137 yards and a touchdown last week. Where did that come from?
I'll tell you where it came from. It came right from the Patriots' backfield, but we don't know how it happened because this guy, he barely had any production to start the year. I think he had one touchdown when the Patriots played the Ravens, or maybe the week before that. But other than that, he really didn't get a lot of carries. So to see him come out of nowhere and get 16 carries for 137 yards, very impressive. Now, you have to realize the Patriots have a very, very crowded backfield. Stephen Ridley, Danny Woodhead, Shane Vereen when he's healthy. It's hard to rely on Brandon Bolden for consistency, especially on a pass-first team. But I think he's a great stash player. If one of those guys were to get injured, Bolden can step right into the lineup, as we saw, and produce at a really high level. I love jumping on guys that put up big performances because you never know when that can happen again. It's better. I feel like when you're going on the waiver wire, you want to target the guys that have a high ceiling.
I totally agree. I mean, he's a guy, if you're in a deep league, you grab him and maybe, like you said, stash him away, see if he can continue this performance week after week, which is, you know, let's admit it, it's pretty doubtful that he's going to do this every week, but he's definitely a guy to target, especially now. I mean, my God, we're already in week five, Bill. It's hard to believe. Yep. We're a quarter of the way through the season. How about another running back, Bill? And this doesn't make Ryan Matthews owners very happy, but how about Jackie Battle for the Chargers?
He's a touchdown vulture. You know, he's going to be the guy that comes in on the goal line, similar to what Mike Tolbert did in 2011, and he's going to steal a lot of touchdowns away from Ryan Matthews. Just deal with the fact. And if you have Ryan Matthews, then you'll probably want to pick up Jackie Battle as a handcuff. And if you don't have Ryan Matthews, you'll probably want to pick up Jackie Battle for a flex option.
Yeah, three touchdowns on the young season, and he didn't really play in the first week either. So, I mean, I tell you, I'm a Ryan Matthews owner, Bill, and I'm worried about Ryan Matthews. But that's another conversation for another segment. Let's move on to that Rashard Mendenhall. He's coming back possibly this week against the Eagles. That's the scuttlebutt out there. What do you think? Is he going to instantly take over as the starting running back for the Steelers or what?
I don't think so. The Pittsburgh Steelers offensive line is not very good. They don't open a lot of holes. Rashard Mendenhall coming up with that ACL surgery from last year. He could be coming back this week. He could be the starter in week five. Pick him up now and take the wait-and-see approach. I'm certainly not suggesting anyone out there start Mendenhall in week five.
Okay. All right, this next guy moving over to the wide receivers, Bill, probably going to be the hottest waiver wire option out there this week. How about that Brian Hartline? Cue the Finns music here, Mr. Kevin Collins, our producer, because this Dolphin is going, here it is, this Dolphin went hog wild last week against the Cardinals, and it's his second big performance of the year, Bill. Like, let's not forget, against Oakland week two, 12 targets, 9 receptions, 111 yards, and then last week, 19 targets, a dozen receptions, 253 yards and a touch.
Yeah, it's go big or go home for Brian Hartline, and in 2 of the 4 weeks he went big, and then 2 of the 4 weeks he went home, because in week 3 he only had one catch for 41 yards, certainly nothing that you'd be proud of if you had him in your starting lineup, but then in week 4 he comes out with that monster performance against the Arizona Cardinals, so he's absolutely a guy that's worth grabbing. He's the number one option for the Miami Dolphins, who don't have a lot of playmakers in that receiving game, or that receiver core. So go out and get Hartline, but just don't be upset when he's kind of a guy that only catches one or two passes for 50 yards, because the silver lining to that is he will have those 8-10 reception games for over 100 yards.
Look at this. Okay, his upcoming schedule is pretty juicy in my opinion. All right, he's got the Bengals this week. Mm-hmm. Okay, then the Rams. Mm-hmm. Then he has a bye. Then he has the Jets. Those, you know, the Jets, if Revis is out, which he is, you know, who knows with the Jets anymore. Then he's got the Colts, Titans, and Bills.
Yeah, the schedule's great.
That's not bad. I mean, you could argue 5 out of those 7 weeks, that's pretty favorable stuff. And right now,
absolutely,
they don't have any other weapons. So Hartline's going to be the man. He's going to get snapped up in almost every league, I would imagine, if he's not available already. How about the Andre Roberts, Bill, from the Cardinals, another wide receiver? Was this guy clutch or what last week?
Yeah, four touchdowns in four games. He's leading all wide receivers right now in touchdowns. But the thing is, Todd, he only had six touchdowns to start his career heading into 2012. However, because defenses focus on Larry Fitzgerald so much, Andre Roberts is finding himself open quite a few times throughout the game, and Kevin Cobb's really throwing the rock to him.
Yeah, he caught the big touchdown pass there on fourth down with just seconds remaining in regulation, which is just amazing. You think they're just going to throw it up to Larry Fitz and see what he can do, but now they've got the other option there. And, you know, Larry Fitzgerald owners, I mean, at some point, Bill, if this guy keeps up this production, which, you know, I doubt he will, but if he can at least be can maintain his threat of being an option out there, that might actually help Fitzgerald down the line. But right now, it seems like they're just trying to double Fitz and let Roberts do the damage, let him beat him, which he's clearly doing at this point.
Yeah, some other wide receivers that we want to mention, Dominic Hickson. As long as Hakeem Nicks is out for the Giants, Eli Manning will prefer to pass the rock to Dominic Hickson over Ramsey's Barden. We saw what Hickson did, 104 yards and six receptions in week four against the Eagles. How about Jerome Simpson from the Minnesota Vikings? Back from suspension, ended up leading the team with 50 yards on four receptions. Certainly someone to stash if you're in a 10 or 12 team league. And then with Greg Jennings out for the Green Bay Packers, Randall Cobb and James Jones are pretty interesting plays. We all know Aaron Rodgers likes to spread the ball around, but if you can get your hands on Cobb or Jones, both of them are some quality guys that can put up some nice stats for you.
Yeah, James Jones has been kind of like Andre Roberts. He's just kind of this under-the-radar guy that seems to be getting a lot of targets. I think there's one more wide receiver on our list here, and that's Jeremy Curley from the Jets. With Santonio Holmes expected to miss a lot of time, maybe even the season, Curley's a decent playmaker, and he might have to step it up there for the Jets in whatever kind of passing game they have, Bill. I wouldn't rely too much on Curley, but if you're in a deep, deep league and need some wide receiver depth, he might be a guy to stash away.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in him, but if you look at their roster, Santonio Holmes is out. Dustin Keller, their tight end, banged up with a hamstring injury. Their rookie, Stephen Hill, was inactive in week four. Chaz Schillens, kind of a journeyman from the Oakland Raiders, is now their second target behind Jeremy Curley.
Yeah, they got nothing.
Right.
They got nothing. You know, again, if you're in a deep league, need some help, pick them up, but don't expect the world out of them, especially with the Sanchez under center. Bill, the tight ends this week, how about Scott Chandler? We mentioned him earlier, and you mentioned, didn't we mention that he was banged up a little bit?
Yeah, he suffered a concussion despite his two touchdowns, which he looked good. You know, the concussion may keep him out in week five, so you have to take the wait-and-see approach to see what his injury status is. And then Jermaine Gresham from the Cincinnati Bengals, back-to-back weeks with five receptions, 47 yards in week four, 64 yards and a touchdown in week three. Again, the teams that have a bye this week, Jason Witten, Brandon Pettigrew of the Lions and the Cowboys, both solid tight ends. Most people are going to be looking for a replacement this week. Jermaine Gresham might be the guy you want to insert into your lineup.
Yeah, he's starting to get play with a little bit of an edge too, Bill. I don't know if you watched that game, the Bengals game. He's starting to kind of find his role in that offense, and he's starting to get a little chippy. I love it. He's involved in the games, and he's getting a little bit nasty, which you like to see, whether it's fantasy or otherwise. So, big fan of Jermaine Gresham moving forward.
All right, what do you say we take a quick phone call? 508-298-0398 is the number to reach us. We got Chuck in West Virginia on the line. What's up, Chuck?
Okay, I have a wide receiver question. I'm looking at your rest of the way league thing here, and I have, of course, I have Steve Smith, and he looks good, but I also have Gordy Nelson and right. Brandon Marshall and okay. Vincent Jackson and Pierre Garçon. What do you think of those wide receivers?
I think you have great wide receivers.
That's a nice group there, Chuck.
Yeah.
How many can you start each week?
Well, we got three slots and we got one flex, but also my running backs. Of course, I have Matt Ryan as my quarterback. I have Reese Drew as a running back, and I have Peterson, and also have the guy from Morris from Washington, okay. and the law firm Green Ellis. I have.
Yeah, you are stacked.
Yeah,
Chuck is stacked, Bill.
Yeah.
He's got Matt Ryan at quarterback. MJB.
Chuck, are you an FFChamps.com member, Chuck?
Pardon?
Are you an FFChamps.com member?
Yes, I am. I got.
See,
it
makes sense, Todd. Now it all makes sense. No wonder why his team's so good. The guy's subscribing to the site.
I've
People that subscribe to FFChamps.
I've used it about 5 years, and I've won three or four titles. So I'm very happy with your way you guys do things. And I
love people like Chuck Todd. They call into the show. They give us some free publicity. I didn't ask Chuck to call in. I never met Chuck before, but he's a member of the site. He's dominating his league. He said he won three in the last 5 years, and his team is stacked again this year. Love it, Todd. I love it. I do it for the fans.
So, Chuck, what's your question? I mean,
You have some red errors with the side. If I can rest the way about some of these wide receivers, you had like a red down error by them.
Chuck, you just wanted to call in and brag how good your team is.
That's right.
The rest of the way rankings don't get updated until Wednesday morning.
Oh, okay.
Anything that you saw here, I was doing some tweaking this morning. But I will add some comments and add some arrows to the rest of the way rankings later on. Best of luck to you this week,
God bless
Chuck.
You and thank you for everything. You guys do a great job, and your site is fantastic.
You got it, my man. I appreciate that.
And
see
Bill, Chuck's check is in the mail.
Yeah, great.
Seriously, that guy's lineup is stacked. Now, I think what he's talking about here, you had some down arrows in last week's rest of the way rankings. I know you had a down arrow for Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
And for like Pierre Garçon, but I think that those guys are probably going to have some green arrows moving forward.
Absolutely. And down arrow for Brandon Marshall. I had him as number 5, I think, last week. I moved him down to number 13, but he'll go back up. He'll remain a 10, an 8 through 13 wide receiver throughout the whole year. He has nothing to worry about with Brandon Marshall. We got a couple more callers on the line. We got Jeffrey in Massachusetts. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great, Jeff. What you got for us today?
All right, so I have a few questions. First one is, which QB do you like this week for week 5? Big Ben versus Philly or Jay Cutler versus Jacksonville?
Tough call.
I know.
I mean, can Cutler piece together two decent performances in a row? I mean, this guy's got more highs and lows than anybody.
Who is it, Cutler or Big Ben?
Big Ben versus Philly, Cutler versus the Jags.
Well, I got Big Ben at number 11 going against the Philadelphia Eagles, and then I have Jay Cutler, number 17, going up against the Jaguars. I would go with Big Ben. Coming off a bye, Eagles defense looked solid, but they still gave up 300 yards to Eli Manning. So go with Big Ben there. Jeff, we appreciate your call. Let's move on to one more caller before the break. We got Nate in Massachusetts. What's up, Nate?
How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. What you got?
All right. Well, my question for you guys is, you guys said Peyton Manning's going to have a shootout with the Patriots this weekend?
Could be.
All right. Now, should I start him over Matt Ryan?
No.
No, definitely put Matt Ryan in?
Absolutely. He's my number one quarterback this week. He's taking on the Washington Redskins defense that is dead last when it comes to stopping the pass. They have given up the most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. Get Matt Ryan in your lineup, and don't even revisit for the rest of the week.
Yeah, I haven't even put Peyton Manning in. My other question is, Patriots defense, should I start them or should I start the Seahawks defense at Carolina?
Go with the Seahawks.
Definitely the Seahawks?
Yes.
All right, thanks, guys. Hope you have a good day.
You got it, Nate. Good luck in week 5, my man. Todd, we're getting a lot of emails, a lot of calls. I absolutely love it. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio@patriots.com is the email. We'll get to more of your emails in the next segment, but right now we got to take a quick break here. Patriots.com Radio, you're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy 4 select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My seats.
name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank. Member FDIC.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
All right, welcome back to Patriots.com Radio. We're helping everyone win their fantasy football leagues. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you. We're answering some emails, webradio at Patriots.com. Todd, let's kick it off with Nick M. He has a trade question, wants to know, should he get rid of Wes Welker? His trade offer right now is Wes Welker for Jarvis Green-Ellis and Green Bay's James Jones. What do you think of that trade?
Okay, well, he also lists his current roster here, and he does need some help at the running back position, Bill.
He
so
does.
On paper, when when you say you see the name Wes Welker versus the law firm and James Jones, you don't really think that's maybe a fair deal. But given his roster and what he needs, I mean, he's stacked at wide receiver as it is, and we never know when Aaron Hernandez comes back. When Edelman comes back, you're not quite sure what's going to happen with Wes Welker. I would do this trade. He needs help at running back. Take the law firm, take James Jones, and trade Wes Welker. Now's the time.
Mike Wallace and Julio Jones are his two other wide receivers. Absolutely right. Doesn't need too much help with Wes Welker. Absolutely go get some running back depth there. Let's move on to Michael C. What are your opinions on these possible waiver wire pickups? Brian Hartline, we mentioned. Jackie Battle, we mentioned. Andre Roberts and James Jones. All those guys were in our last segment, Todd. Now, we don't know who his roster is, but if you had to go pick up one of these guys, just one, who would it be? Hartline, Battle, Roberts, or James Jones?
I've got to go Hartline.
Yep.
You know, I mean, 4 weeks, he's had two huge performances, and he had a lot of targets in those games. Now, is he going to be consistent? No, but he's going to give you some nice performances, obviously. I would take him, and he lists a couple guys who he would drop, and Denarius Moore is the guy I would drop for Hartline right now.
All right, how about our friend Strippers needs help in his one-point PPR league. He wants us to pick three out of these guys. Ready? A.J. Green, Eric Decker, Dwayne Bowe, Mike Wallace, Marquise Colson. This guy's absolutely stacked at wide receiver.
Wow. One-point PPR. I mean, A.J. Green's got to be in. He's a no-brainer.
Yep.
The other ones, you could argue either way, Bill. Now, you've been working on this week's rankings.
Is this
the rest of the way, or is this this week?
No, I also did this week's rankings. I'm doing it all, Todd. I'm a
I know, but I'm asking
I get it all done, baby. I get it all done. Right now, I have A.J. Green at 1, Mike Wallace, who he has at number 7, Eric Decker at 18, Dwayne Bowe at 11. So he has three guys in my top 15 heading into week 5, A.J. Green, Mike Wallace, and Dwayne Bowe. But that means he's benching Eric Decker and Marquise Colson. Now, Colson's injury with the foot, I think he aggravated the injury a little bit. I think he's definitely the guy that you leave out playing against San Diego. They're pretty good when it comes to stopping the pass. Eric Decker's really the toss-up for me. It's a PPR league. Do you play him over Dwayne Bowe? Bowe's taking on the Baltimore Ravens. That's really what it comes down to me.
Wow. I think I agree with you there, man. A.J. Green's in. Wallace is in. You know what? Dwayne Bowe's up and down. He was up last week. Maybe he'll be down against the Ravens. Go Decker. It's a full-point PPR.
There you go. Let's move on to Todd B. He needs help with his wide receivers, ranking them from best to worst for the rest of the season. He's got Brandon LaFell, Andrew Hawkins from the Bengals, Brian Hartline from the Dolphins, Andre Roberts from the Arizona Cardinals, and Donnie Avery from the Colts. Who's the best guy from this list? Is it Brian Hartline?
I'm going to say Hartline. Yeah.
All right. And then number two, who do you have?
It's a toss-up between Roberts and Hawkins for me. LaFell didn't do anything the other day.
No, 0 points.
Nothing. Hawkins is more of a big play guy. Roberts, I mean, again, we're kind of splitting hairs here. I'm going to say Hartline one. I'm going to say Roberts two, but only because it's PPR. Hawkins three, LaFell four, Avery five.
I'm going to flip-flop. I think Donnie Avery is actually going to be pretty good this year. I'm going to move him up to three, and that bumps down Hawkins and LaFell for me.
There you go.
Moving on to who do we got next, Todd? We got our guy Danny H., Daniel Higgins. He got a 0 from his running back spot this week. Doug Martin, very disappointing. But now Doug Martin's on a bye. He's 1-3. He doesn't know who he should drop. Am I reading
I'm
right
looking
here?
Who would you drop? Oh, well, he doesn't really give us all the information, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He has to drop either Doug Martin or LeSure, he says.
Yeah, that's but I'm not sure who he's picking up. I wouldn't drop either of those guys without knowing who he picks up.
Yeah, I agree. But I think if he gun to his head, who does he have to drop? Are you dropping LeSure or Doug Martin?
Yes, he's dropping LeSure.
There you go. I agree.
All right, let's take a quick phone call. We have Mike in Florida on the line. What's going on, Mike? Thanks for calling into the Fantasy Football Champs.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I have two separate questions, actually. I'm trying to pick on, right now I'm actually doing pretty good in my league. I'm in second place in points and in standings, but I'm trying to pick on a guy who's in last place. I'm kind of short on running backs. I'm looking to trade San Francisco defense for Brandon Lloyd and Fred Jackson. What do you think about that?
Brandon Lloyd and Fred Jackson.
You trading. I don't care about the defenses, Bill. I know the Niners are. I know the Niners are far and away the best fantasy defense right now, but I don't put much of a value on defenses unless, Mike, you have some crazy defensive scoring system, which most leagues don't.
Not really, but last year I got burned by that because I had San Francisco and I traded them early on in the season. And looking back, if I had kept them, I probably would have made the playoffs.
Well, do you want to do that again?
Yeah. Well, my team's a lot stronger this year, so I don't mind doing that. Now, on a separate little side note here, I made this trade last week, and maybe you guys could tell me if I made out on it or not. But okay. I had Richardson, Finley, and Bolden, and I gave them up for Steve Smith, Marshawn Lynch, and Olsen.
That's fine. You made out on that trade. Marshawn Lynch is going to be a top five running back this year.
That's what I thought, too. I figured Richardson was way overvalued.
I'm not saying that Richardson's overvalued, but I like the fact that you got Steve Smith. I like the fact that you got Greg Olsen. And Marshawn Lynch, to me, is a top five running back. Finley is very overrated to me. I think you made out in that trade.
Okay, good. That makes me feel a lot better. It was a good first week for them anyhow.
All right. Yeah, I agree. I mean, think about it, Bill. Finley and Olsen cancel each other out.
Right.
Right.
Lynch is greater than Trent Richardson.
Right.
And then Steve Smith, I'd rather have him on my roster than Bolden, despite Bolden's last week. Which Bolden is it?
Anquan. It's Anquan.
It's got to be Anquan.
I thought it might be Brandon Bolden. You never know.
Hey, listen, Brandon Bolden is available in 93% of leagues. That's only 7%.
That'll change tomorrow morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Correct.
All right, so back to your original question here, Mike. 49ers defense for Brandon Lloyd and Fred Jackson. Bill, what do you think?
I say do it.
You say do it. Now, again, Mike, you did this last year, you said, and it kind of burned you.
Yeah.
If it's standard defensive scoring.
My team was a lot weaker last year, too, though.
Okay, but if it's standard defensive scoring, I would totally do this. Unless you're – everybody has two or three defenses, and you're picking, you know, the Titans or something as your next defense.
No, well, I already have New England as a backup defense, and while they, you know, on paper they don't look that great, fantasy they're not too bad. So,
yeah, I would do that, Bill. I mean, he's getting depth at the wide receiver position and the running back position. So
yeah,
that's
right. Yeah, because the only backup running back I really have is Peyton Hillis, and he's pretty much useless.
Yeah. Go for it, Mike, and we appreciate your call on Patriots.com Radio. Todd, back to the emails, webradio@patriots.com. We have Dan Martin, loves the show, and he has a possible trade in the works, Peyton Manning and Fred Jackson for Stephen Ridley and Danny Amendola. But then he throws this out there, I was also considering Brandon Marshall in place of Danny Amendola. Well, if you can get Brandon Marshall and Stephen Ridley for Peyton Manning and Fred Jackson, then absolutely go for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree.
I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think... You know, people have to remember, wide receivers, they're not nearly as consistent as running backs, right?
Right.
So when you get a guy, even like Megatron, he's going to have his ups and downs. When he has ups, they're going to be huge ups. Same with Brandon Marshall, you know, with Jay Cutler at the helm at quarterback. He's going to have his stinkers in there. But he's going to, for every 3 weeks in there, he's going to have one stinker and two nice performances. It's Brandon Marshall, Bill. He was a top five preseason wide receiver on, I believe, right, for FFChamps.com's preseason rankings?
Yep.
So, you know, he's going to come through. He's the number one wide receiver for the Bears. If you can get your hands on him, totally do it.
All right, move on to another email. We have Stephen B. He hasn't missed the playoffs in 10 years, but he's off to a 1-3 start this year. We got to help him get back into his regular form. Right now, he has a pretty stacked team, but he's 10th on the waiver wire, so he's not going to get a lot of the top-name guys. He's looking for a Matt Ryan replacement in week 7, and he doesn't know who to drop right now. Who are the Bengals playing in week 7? I'm really feeling Andy Dalton as the best. He's playing Pittsburgh as the best QB2. What about Christian Ponder, Todd? Who is he playing in week 7?
Let's take a look here.
Christian Ponder has a Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That might be the guy I pick up to fill in for Matt Ryan.
In week 7, Bill, he's got the Cardinals. Ponder.
Ponder does?
Yep.
What did I just say? The Bucks?
What yeah, that's week about? 8.
Oh, it's week 8. Yeah, he has the Cardinals. Ooh, that's tough, too.
So he needs a bye week replacement for Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds crazy, but Tennessee plays Buffalo in week 7.
Yeah, but you don't know if Locker or Hasselbeck's going to be the guy.
Good point. But maybe he can wait and strike when he needs to.
Right.
He can
find that out.
I mean, Buffalo's defense is just terrible. Washington, they play the Giants, so Eli's not going to be available. It sounds crazy, but... I would try to maybe grab the Titans quarterback for that Buffalo game. Buffalo's defense is just terrible.
Yeah, I agree there. Move on to the next email. We have Craig in a little bit of a predicament now with the Oakland Raiders and the Dallas Cowboys on a bye. Both Darren McFadden and DeMarco Murray are both out, which reminds me I have both of those guys in a league, and I'm kind of screwed now. Both of those guys are on a bye. I'll have to make some adjustments. All right, anyway, Dexter McCluster, Darrell Richardson, and Bilal Powell are his backups. That's who he has to decide to put into his lineup. Oh, man, that is a rough, tough sledding right there.
Ugh. First of all, before we answer this question, Bill,
yeah.
you just mentioned you have a similar plight. Okay,
I
you
do.
Did
yeah.
the same exact thing.
Right.
When you go into a season, let's back up to draft day.
Don't
do you worry
look.
About bye nope. weeks and having two guys on the same bye, or do you just say the hell with it?
I think the best guy available, Todd. I would
so
rather,
do I.
I would rather lose 1 week because everyone's on a bye than reach for a player that doesn't belong on my squad.
Totally agree.
And actually, even worse, even to make that matter worse, Todd, in that same league, I also have Doug Martin on a bye. So now all three of my starting running backs are all – oh, man, I am so screwed in this league. Oh, man.
But I agree with you, Bill. I'd rather have all those guys out 1 week and have them together for every other week.
Yeah.
Why not? Now, unless you're talking about the playoff run, where usually bye weeks are done by then. But, you know, playoff run's a different story. But, you know, here we are in week five. It's not a huge deal. Bill, this guy's in quite a predicament. It's full PPR. Because he's going to be kind of under the gun, I would play the two guys with the most upside –
And that's who?
None?
I mean, Bilal Powell, to me, doesn't have a lot of upside against
no.
the Texans.
I guess McCluster, because he had the week one, he looked good in week one. He hasn't done anything since.
Yeah, and maybe Darrell Richardson.
It is full PPR.
Yeah, this is a pretty bad situation for our
hey,
our
that's,
guy
those are the options, Bill. I'm going McCluster and Richardson.
Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Good luck.
Lots of luck. All right, Brandon, we have another email from Brandon. He's a homer with the Patriots, and I'm not really sure, actually. Oh, his question
no!
is, do you think he's a homer with the Patriots, and he doesn't know if he should pick up Brandon Bolden or not. Is Brandon Bolden someone worth getting, Todd?
Oh, why not? I mean, it depends on who else is out there, but like we talked about earlier, this is a guy that has some upside, you know. He scored the last couple of weeks. And he had a huge game against the Bills. Now, that might have been an anomaly, but without any other information from the emailer named Brandon, I'd say why not? Take a chance on Brandon Bolden and see what happens.
He has no second running back. So, yeah, if you need a second running back on your team, then I guess
Brandon Bolden is not a great second running back in fantasy. But
no.
if you're a Patriots homer and it makes you feel good, go for it. I would hope there's other better options out there. How does he not have a second running back? Maybe they're on bye or something.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, what do we got next, Bill?
I think next we should take a break. We should recover. We should re-energize during the break and then come back with some stardom sit-em
Sounds
predictions.
Good.
Predictions for week five.
Sounds good. Let's do it.
All right, listening to the Patriots.com radio, this is the Fantasy Football Champs. We'll be right back after the break.
Have a question about fantasy football? Give the Fantasy Football Champs a call at 508-298-0398.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, and online banking with bill pay, along with the flexible options you need to help make your everyday a little easier to manage. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo's sacks at Gerard Mayo's speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Tired of leading points on your bench?
You're a loser!
Todd and Bill are here to make sure you never start the wrong player again.
I'm the boss. Need the info.
It's Fantasy Football Stardom Sit'em on Patriots.com Radio.
Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, we're going to go through our Stardom Sit'em for Week 5. This is kind of where we identify the players that you'll want in your lineups and the players that you want to leave on your bench this week. Todd, kick it off with the quarterbacks. Who do we got?
Bill, well, you tell me, my friend, who are the quarterback starts this week you've got to get in your lineups?
Well, I love Eli Manning, ranked number 4 on the FFCPI. That's the Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index. The reason why I like him so much this week, the Browns have the 30th ranked passing defense, Todd. Expect another great performance from Eli. And then how about Joe Flacco, ranked 8th on our rankings this week? And that's because the Chiefs have the 27th ranked passing defense. Make sure Eli, make sure Flacco are both in your lineups.
All right, who are the QB sits for the week, Bill?
Mike Vick, 16th on the FFCPI this week. Steelers have a top 10 passing defense right now. Mike Vick didn't really impress me too much against the Giants. Yeah, his team got the win, but likely if you were starting him in your fantasy football league, he didn't do the same for your fantasy squad.
All right, this next one's kind of a no-brainer. QB sit, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and yeah, that's because he's playing the Niners.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick's been playing hot. All the Patriots fans saw him throw 4 touchdown passes against New England. But when you're playing against that 49ers defense, all rules change because they are just that good when it comes to stopping the pass. Ryan Fitzpatrick all the way down, number 19 on the FFCPI.
All right, so if you've been riding Ryan Fitzpatrick, you've been getting some great production, but not this week, my friend. Moving over to the running backs, who are you starting this week, Bill?
How about Ryan Matthews? Give this guy another chance. He was quiet and very frustrating in Week 4, but I think he gets back on track, and that's because he's taken on the New Orleans Saints, and they are ranked 32nd when it comes to stopping the run. Put Ryan Matthews in your lineup with some confidence.
All right, how about that rookie from Florida Atlantic, Bill? He drives like a $700 Ford Tempo or something.
Yeah.
That's the Washington Redskins' Alfred Morris. You like him this week?
Yeah, he's been hot all year. He's top 15 on the FFCPI this week, going up against the Atlanta Falcons.
All right. How are you sitting this week there at the running back position?
Steven Jackson's just not a guy that I'm going to play in my lineups this week. He's taking on that Thursday night game against the Arizona Cardinals. He's just outside that RB2 range for me. Cardinals have a top three rushing defense. Leave the guy S-Jax on your bench.
All right. And another running back combination that you might want to avoid this week is the Spiller-Jackson dynamic duo, or maybe not so dynamic, from the Buffalo Bills.
Yep, C.J. Spiller, Fred Jackson, leaving both of those guys on my bench this week. I know they're productive running backs, but not when they're going up against the San Francisco 49ers, who have the fourth-ranked rushing defense, Todd. Leave Spiller, leave Jackson on your bench.
All right, moving over to those wide receivers. How about Percy Harvin? He was pretty quiet last week, wasn't he, other than the touchdown return. You like him this week against the Titans?
I do. They have the 15th-ranked passing defense. I think it helps now that Jerome Simpson's back in the lineup, gives Christian Ponder another person, another wide receiver to target. So that means Percy Harvin won't get as much focus from opposing defenses. I like Percy a lot this week.
Yeah, I don't think he'll have two stinkers in a row. Hard to see that happening. How about San Francisco 49ers? Now, they spread the ball around a little bit, Bill, but you're liking Michael Crabtree this week.
You know, I've never been sold on Michael Crabtree. He hasn't really wowed people to this point, but he's doing things very quietly and consistently. At least 6 receptions and 40 yards in 3 out of the 4 weeks. He's good in PPR league, and he's playing the Buffalo Bills. We saw them get absolutely torched by Tom Brady and company. I think this is a week that Mike Crabtree can have double-digit receptions.
Wow. Bold statement there from Mr. Enright.
All about being bold.
There you go. Bold and bald, by the way, right?
Yes, that is correct.
All right, wide receiver sits this week, Bill. There was a giant killer that you had on the start list last week, DeSean Jackson, and you were right. He had a nice game against the Giants, but you don't like him so much this week against the Steelers.
You know, if D-Jax was playing against the Giants every week, I would absolutely have him in my lineups. But since he's taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in Week 5, I don't think he'll have many opportunities to get that deep pass. I'm going to leave D-Jax on my bench.
How about Anquan Boldin, another wide receiver sit for you?
Yep, he was ranked. He had a monster game in Week 4. We saw him on Thursday night going up against the Cleveland Browns. But you know what? He's ranked 34th. On the FFCPI this week. That's just outside wide receiver 3 territory. Kansas City actually pretty good when it comes to stopping the pass. They're ranked 12th. Yeah, they're ranked 12th.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of a surprise considering their record. But, you know, that game against the Chargers, they had a lot of turnovers. It really wasn't their defense's fault. More of their lack of productivity on the offense.
Okay, how about moving over to the tight end position? Kyle Rudolph is a good start this week. He's got the Titans as well. It's kind of like start whoever you got against the Titans, right?
Yeah, totally. When you see your one of your players is taking on the Titans or taking on who are some other bad teams on defense?
Redskins,
Saints. If you see any of those players having that matchup against one of those three teams, the Buffalo Bills, another one. Absolutely get him in your lineup. I'm liking Kyle Rudolph this week. He's a top 5 tight end for Week 5. We saw the Tennessee Titans get torched by James Casey and Owen Daniels in Week 4. So leave Rudolph in your lineups.
All right. Now, Rudolph was one of those sleeper-type tight ends during the draft season.
He was.
Another sleeper that we liked was Mr. Greg Olsen from the Panthers, and he makes our start list this week as well.
Greg Olsen's been hot the last 2 games. I think that trend continues despite a tough matchup against Seattle Seahawks. Now, there's one caveat to this. Heart-wrenching story I saw over the weekend. Greg Olsen's wife is expected to have twins. One of them has a heart defect. I think she's getting surgery either this week or next week. And if that happens, there's a good chance that Olsen misses the game. Now, obviously, you're not going to put him into your lineup if he's not going to be there. But if that doesn't happen this week, then you can still leave him in your lineups.
Okay. Yeah, and he's a guy that plays with a lot of heart. I know that doesn't really translate in fantasy, but I tell you what, if he is out in the field, man, I expect him to put up a nice performance given what he's got going on off the field. He's one of those guys I could see really flourishing to try to kind of prove himself, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
All right, tight end sits, Bill. Antonio Gates, what is going on with Mr. Gates? Have we seen the end of the road for this once elite tight end?
I don't know if it's the end of the road for him, but it certainly is in week five, and that's because the Saints have given up the second least amount of points to opposing tight ends. No tight end has scored a touchdown against them all season long. Leave Gates on your lineup on your bench this week, folks. Find someone else out there that you can put into your starting lineup.
All right, and one final sit for this week.
Yeah.
Heath Miller from the Steelers. Now, Big Ben was saying a couple weeks ago that he's going to get Heath Miller into the Pro Bowl. He's going to target him so often. But you don't like him this week against the Eagles.
I don't. Miller had four touchdowns in the first four games. The Pittsburgh Steelers are coming off a bye. But we saw the Eagles shut down Martellus Bennett. They're giving up the fourth least amount of points to opposing tight ends. Leave Miller on your bench this week. You'll be happy you did.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, those are the start'em and sit'em for week five in the NFL. Week five, Bill.
Now, we all know that I'm not good at math, but there's 16 weeks in the fantasy football world. The championships are week 16. So that's the last week of the season in terms of fantasy football. So if my math is correct, Todd, that means we're heading into week five. So that means 25% of the season is down the tubes already?
No, your math is wrong.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah, well, 25% is complete, yes, okay,
yes.
Correct,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So my math is correct.
Your math is right, 4 out of 16, yes,
four
good
out
job.
Of 16. See, I broke it down into fractions, and then I took the decimal, I moved it over twice, and I got to 25%.
There you go, see? You know, you're coming along here, Bill.
Not that hard after all. I didn't even use a calculator.
We'll do some geometry next week on the show.
Whoa, 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 geometry and geography, not my strong suits. I'm very shocked that we didn't get any emails from our guys in Denmark and Norway. I'm a little disappointed, actually.
Really? Yeah, they aren't tuned in right now. Well, it's been dark there for the last several hours, right, this time of year?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to take a quick break on the Fantasy Football Champs. We're going to wrap things up here on Patriots.com Radio. But if you have any last-minute fantasy questions, give us a ring, 508-298-0398. Last-minute fantasy questions before we wrap things up. We'll be right back after the break.
More fantasy football strategy and advice coming up next.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is teaming up with Bridgestone Tires for an offer that's going to make you and your family very excited. Now through September 30th, when you buy four select Bridgestone Tires at Sullivan Tire, you could receive a $70 American Express gift card or your very own Wii gaming system the whole family will love. See SullivanTire.com. Offer valid August 27th through September 30th, 2012. Mail-in claim form required. Cards issued by American Express Prepaid Card Management Corporation. Wii systems given away on behalf of Bridgestone America. Nintendo is not affiliated with this promotion. Certain limitations apply.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics and Bruins tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Hooked up, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the Red Zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center,
located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Verizon Fios is America's fastest internet. How fast is that? Faster than Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo can take down a quarterback, a running back, tight end, or an offensive lineman who just got in the way. In fact, Verizon Fios internet is more than twice as fast as anything you've ever seen. And that means Patriots scores, videos, highlights, and more right when you want them. Fios is built to support multiple devices simultaneously with a constant stream of your favorite Patriots content. And that means you get Gerard Mayo sacks at Gerard Mayo speed.
Now that's fast.
Welcome to a world of football where and when you want it. Welcome to Life on Fios, proud sponsor of the New England Patriots. Fios available in select areas. Internet speeds up to 300 down and 65 up megabits per second available.
Fantasy football trades are just like the stock market, without government bailouts. The Fantasy Football Champs are here to help you buy low and sell high.
All right, buy low, sell high time. We, you know, a lot of fantasy football managers out there are trying to wheel and deal, make some trades. I'm all about trading some guys that are performing way above expectations and all about buying low on guys that aren't living up to their potential. So, Ty, let's kick it off with the quarterbacks. I got Andrew Luck as a buy low candidate.
Yeah, he's coming off a bye week, so you know he's not quite top of mind for fantasy managers out there.
Right.
I love him. I mean, I think he's going to get better as the year goes on. He's on a pace for, what, 4,500 yards or something like that?
Yeah, 4,512, 27 touchdowns. Wow. 427 rushing yards. That's what he's
a sneaky – he's not like RG3 where he's going to blow you away with the rushing ability, but there's just enough there. He's going to get you maybe, you know, like, yep. like it says, 40 a week, and that adds up.
Exactly.
Another buy-low candidate that you like, Mr. Bill, is Tony Romo from Dallas, who looked just terrible last night.
Coming off a five-interception game, heading into the bye week, fantasy managers are very frustrated with him, but he has an absolute cakewalk of a schedule coming from weeks 11 through 17. Don't sleep on Tony Romo. He's a quality quarterback. He just had a really bad game on Monday night. Buy low if you can get him at a low price.
All right. How about some running backs, Bill, that you like to buy low?
Doug Martin from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We all know he's a rookie. Very quiet the last 2 weeks, but Greg Schiano has said he's going to keep handing the ball off to Doug Martin. And once that offensive line settles down a little bit, he expects Doug Martin to have some breakout runs. So that's really positive news from head coach Greg Schiano. And I'm also buying low on Ryan Matthews. I know the fumble problems have got him into Norv Turner's doghouse, but listen, Matthews is by far the most talented running back on that squad. Don't give me this Jackie Battle is better than him stuff, because it's not. Battle may be getting the touchdowns, but Matthews is fine, especially in the PPR format.
All right, Bill, moving on to the wide receivers. Who are some guys you should be targeting to buy low? Stock might be down right now, but they'll come around.
Yes, that is Jordy Nelson. No one better with a lower stock right now that's going to perform a lot better for the rest of the season. Jordy Nelson, one touchdown on the year. We know Greg Jennings is constantly banged up. Nelson is going to be the number one option in Green Bay. Buy low on him now.
All right, and how about Julio Jones?
A little Julio!
Julio, there's some whispers about a hand injury, and maybe there's something to that. Less than 30 yards in each of the last two games. You know, fantasy managers are frustrated, but long term, we still like Julio, correct?
Absolutely. You mentioned the less than 30 yards in the last two games. He's not wowing everybody like he did in the preseason, but hey, Matt Ryan is playing lights out right now. They'll continue to pass the ball at an alarming rate. I want Julio Jones on all my teams. If you can get him low, now's the time to get him.
All right, let's flip it around now. Now, who are the guys that have been performing at a nice clip who are destined for some collapses down the line. Who are we going to sell high on? Let's start with the quarterbacks.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's projected to finish as the top six quarterback this season, and folks, that simply is not going to happen. Winter is coming, as I say. From the show Game of Thrones, one of my favorite shows on HBO. Winter is coming, and that means Ryan Fitzpatrick. What does that mean for him? Well, September and October, he's always great. But once November rolls around, once December rolls around, and we know we don't see the Buffalo Bills playing in January, that's when he slows down. He's projected as a top six quarterback. He's not going to finish in the top 15.
Yeah, his stats have been out of sight right now. He's definitely a guy that you obviously drafted as a QB2 or more than likely a QB3. And, I mean, man, if you can get rid of him right now for some depth at running back or wide receiver, absolutely do it.
Yep.
Speaking of wide receivers or and running backs, let's talk about some sell-high candidates at the running back position.
I got Chris Johnson on this list. Now, I've been
– Oh, you said his name.
Oh, the player formerly known as Chris Johnson.
Well, no. You had said last week that you would only call him by his proper name if he got more than, I think, what was it, 75 yards or something like that?
Oh, and he did do that.
He's earned his name back.
He earned his name back. For now. Chris Johnson had a dominant performance against the Texans, 141 yards. Now, here's the thing, guys. He only had 45 rushing yards in the first three games. The Houston Texans weren't allowing more than 80 yards to any opposing running backs. This game came out of nowhere. A lot of it was garbage time yards. He has a tough schedule the next 2 weeks. Sell Chris Johnson high while you still can before it's too late. Get him off your squads after he had a really good game. They're not going to happen too often this year for him.
Yeah, You know, of course, everyone benched him this past week, too. You know?
This is the perfect opportunity to sell Chris Johnson. You're not going to get a better opportunity than this. He had 141 yards against a great defense. That's your selling point right there. That's all you should be able to tell your opponent that you're trading with. Get him off your squads while you still can. Trust me on that one.
All right, another sell-high running back, Alfred Morris. We've talked about him several times throughout today's show.
Yeah.
Bill, the Washington running back, has 376 rushing yards, 4 TDs in 4 games. He's a top 10 running back right now. What are your thoughts on Mr. Morris?
You know, I like what Alfred Morris has been doing so far, especially for a rookie, Todd. But I've been burned by Mike Shanahan way too many times when it comes to fantasy football, and I just can't trust Alfred Morris to be the guy for the Washington Redskins all season long. I think at some point we're going to see Ryan Grant come in as a starter, Evan Royster come in as the starter, and maybe some other bum that they pick up off the street next week. But I know Alfred Morris is playing well right now. It's the perfect time to sell him while he's hot.
You don't want to deal with the Shanahanigans, as we call it.
I've just been, you know, Shanahanigans, they've gotten me too many times. I'm very cautious when it comes to Washington Redskins running backs.
All right, sell high wide receivers, Vincent Jackson. He had a nice week this past game, Mr. Bill, against the Redskins. But then again, everybody has a nice week against the Redskins, who are one of the worst defenses in the league right now. Now's a pretty good time to unload them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Vincent Jackson, V-Jax, big name, big reputation. Going into the bye week, he's coming off a 6-reception, 100-yard game and a touchdown. He also had 100 yards, more than 100 yards. I think it was 126 yards and a touchdown against the Giants in week 2. But in those – all right, so those were two of his 4 games. He had 100 yards and 2 touchdowns. But he also has less than 50 yards in 2 of his last 4 contests. So that's way too inconsistent for me. He's a guy that is big boom or bust, and more often than not, it's usually a bust.
And one last sell-high wide receiver, Mr. Colston from the Saints. He's a big name. He's got that reputation out there in the fantasy land. He's coming off a big game against the Packers. But the previous 2 games, he failed to make it to the 50-yard plateau. You know, Bill, the Saints like to spread it around a lot. Colston seems to be banged up every now and again. This is a guy that you might be able to get some value for right now.
He's just like Vincent Jackson. Big name, big reputation. But in his previous 2 games before this big, huge performance against the Green Bay Packers, he failed to make it to 50 yards. I think that foot injury is going to be nagging him all season long. Drew Brees likes to spread it around. Jimmy Graham, Darren Sproles, Lance Moore, Marquise Colston, sell him while his stock's at his highest.
And again, what we're saying here is to get value back for these guys. These are guys that are producing right now. So you're not just giving away Morris, Jackson, and Colston.
Right.
These are guys you want to get some quality value back in return, bolster your roster for the long run.
Here's a perfect example. Kalon T just hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. He said he sold Chris Johnson for Trent Richardson. That is the ideal move to make.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you do when you have a guy like Chris Johnson who had a really good performance, and then you sell him for a guy like Trent Richardson who's going to be consistent all season long. You know what you can get out of him. Quality back, should finish as a top 15, solid in the PPR format. I like that move by Kalon T.
Oh, that's exactly the example we're looking for. Man, I don't know what that guy's thinking, though, getting rid of Trent Richardson this early in the process. He had the brand stink, but Trent's going to be just fine down the line. Like you said, he's going to be consistent. He's a workhorse. And Chris Johnson's going to be a nightmare all season long. You can just feel it. He's going to have, a handful of big performances, but he's going to have plenty of stinkers in between.
All right, let's get to some emails before we wrap up the show here. We have Jesse in Maui wants to know, should they dump Brandon LaFell and pick up Brian Hartline? Todd, your thoughts?
Right now, I'd say yes.
Yeah,
again, Brian Hartline's the hottest guy on the waiver wire this week, and while we don't believe in that Dolphins offense, I mean, right now he's the best thing they got going, and especially if you're in a PPR league, go for it.
All right, our next emailer now, Todd, I don't like to play favorites, but for whatever reason, I have a very strong relationship with our listeners on Patriots.com radio from Denmark and from Norway. We have a couple emailers from Canada. For whatever reason, I'm internationally known, locally respected. We have Jacob from Denmark.
Why don't you go back home to your street malls and drink your Zimas and Smirnoff ices? Hoo-yah! Hoo-yah!
I think that was a German clip.
Yeah, that was a German clip. I had our producer Kevin take it from Beer League. That was the closest reference to a European country as I could get. So this one's from Jacob from Denmark. He's got Aaron Hernandez obviously injured, Brandon Pettigrew on a bye, so he's going to go out and pick up Brent Celek. I like the move, but he doesn't know who to drop.
We won't bore the audience with his entire lineup, Bill, but he has two defenses.
I was just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, and he has the Texans that are one of them, and he has the Patriots. Yeah. And while we like the Patriots, I think rest of the way we have them ranked either 13th or 14th as far as defenses are concerned.
Right.
Drop the defense, pick up Celek for this week. If someone goes out and grabs the Patriots from under you later, that's fine. You can find another defense if you need one to back up the Texans. If you got the Texans, man, keep the Texans. One defense, grab Celek.
Yeah, I totally agree. That was Jacob in Denmark. I was a little nervous. I said last segment that our friends from Norway and from Denmark didn't
email listened.
Us.
They're awake.
And then all of a sudden, I got an email from Jacob. So now I'm happy we can end the show on good terms.
Well, you know, Bill, again, you are like the Scandinavian fantasy football wizard.
Yeah, they love me out there in Denmark. I don't know why. They just do.
Hey, man, you know, they love their fantasy football there. They love their Patriots. Right?
Yep.
And they love Bill Enright. What's not to love?
I'll tell you why. If you're from Denmark, you couldn't have picked a better team to root for than the New England Patriots. You know you're going to get 10 to 12 wins every year, and you're likely to make a long, deep run into the playoffs. So nice move by Jacob. I don't know how he started looking at the NFL, but maybe NFL Europe turned him on to the NFL in America. Who knows?
The Patriots seem to go over to London and play in those London games.
Oh, that's true as well. That's also true. Good point, Todd.
Maybe they'll play a game in Copenhagen soon.
That would be fun.
The field will be a sheet of ice.
All right, before we wrap up the show here, let's see. Kevin, our producer, how are you doing on your fantasy football teams this year?
Not so great. I'm 2-2 in the self-proclaimed big money league, and I'm 1-3 in the office league.
Well,
here.
What's going on? How are you not doing well in the office league? You're a producer. You listen to our show every week.
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me. Cam went ham this week, and I still lost.
Cam did go ham this weekend.
And I had Turner, and I got a goose egg from Santonio Holmes, which killed me. Because your boy Hakeem Nicks didn't play, so I was scrambling to try to find someone.
Yeah.
So he killed me with a zero, and then I started, since Aaron Hernandez is hurt, I picked up Dennis Pitta and started him, and he got a zero.
See, Aaron Hernandez is really screwing me right now because I have Brandon Pettigrew, who's on a bye this week, similar to what Jacob has, actually. I have Aaron Hernandez, and I have Brandon Pettigrew, so now I need to go out and get another tight end, despite having two of them already on my team. I'm not dropping either of those guys.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. It's just my struggle was with I put up two goose eggs, and I still came within 8 points.
That's rough, man.
So, I mean, I had the Bears D that went nuts. I had Turner and Cam Winham, and other than that, I really didn't have anybody.
Todd, how you doing?
That's what you get, Kevin, for having a Jet on your team.
What was that? I mean, I needed to try to find a number one wide receiver somewhere that I could start that was at least going to get some targets. That was my goal.
You probably picked him in like the 10th round or after. You know, I
no, yeah, I picked him really, really late. And he's just been sitting on my bench all year. And I mean, I think he had, didn't he have a decent showing last week?
Yeah, first time he had 100, over 100 yards in 28 games against the Dolphins.
Yeah,
he had like 147.
I remember looking at that and I was like, well, at least I have, you know, some guy that's going to get some looks. And so I was kind of, I was skeptical, but, you know, a little bit optimistic that maybe if I could just grind out like 6 or 8 points even.
Right.
Like forget a touchdown, but just get me like 60, 70 yards.
Couldn't even do it.
You know, and like even if I got, you know, even like 5 points each from Pitta and Holmes, I win. So I'm not far away. It's just, it's a matter of avoiding these goose eggs. They kill you.
Todd, how you doing in your leagues?
Overall, I'm doing pretty well, my friend. Like I said earlier in the show, Tom Brady. I've targeted Tom Brady in a lot of my quarterback heavy leagues. And I was sweating it out in that third quarter when he was down 21-7. And then Super Tom just turned it on, and he's been carrying me the last couple weeks.
You know, Tom Brady was a guy that if you were in like the 6th to 7th or 8th spot in your draft, you probably picked a guy like Tom Brady. Am I guessing right on that one?
Exactly.
Todd?
That's exactly what happened. Again, quarterback heavy league. We don't like to take quarterbacks early, but I'm in one league, Bo, where you get just crazy points for touchdown passes and bonuses for 300 yards and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at number 8, and, you know, all the surefire running backs were off the board, and Megatron was off
the
board.
You didn't want to take Chris Johnson.
Nope. And in that league, Brady was just fell in my lap, took him, and again, I think he scored like 45 fantasy points for me this week.
We love some Tom Brady up in these parts.
I'm sure you
do. Though Kevin can be there, obviously, to offer insight.
Wait, not only do you have a clip of Bill Belichick praising how good you are at football, let's hear that one.
You know, Kevin's a good football player. He's smart, he's tough, he's got good skills.
But now you also have Tom Brady giving you props for how good you are at football?
I do. I'm really tight with these guys, you know? So
good
it's tough. It's tough for me to pick Brady for my fantasy team because I don't want to ruin the friendship, you know? If he goes down the drain, I don't want to take it out on him, so.
Right, right. Yeah, that would be bad.
I want to keep the relationship, you know, outside. I want to separate work from our friendship, you know?
Patriots taking on the Broncos this weekend. Kevin, can you get me some tickets?
I could try.
Wow. Todd, I might have to be driving up north to go check out the Patriots and the Broncos.
Yeah, a lot of people want to see Brady, Peyton Manning for what could be one of the last times. So you never know.
Right, right. All right, we are wrapping things up here on the Patriots.com radio. Tune in all week, 4 to 6 on Wednesday is the Cold Hard Football Fact Show with Kerry Byrne. Todd and I are back in action on Thursday with Football Nation from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you're listening to the show on demand, hit us up on Twitter. I'm answering tweets all day long at FFChamps. Todd, Kevin, any closing words before we shut down the show?
I got nothing for you. Hopefully I win and avoid last place this week.
I like that. Todd?
We're going to have to help Kevin out, Bill. I'm gonna spend some quality time with Kevin this week, get him on the winning track.
All right, sounds good. Hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. Best of luck to everyone in your fantasy football leagues in Week 5. For Kevin Collins, our producer, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright from FFChamps.com. Have fun, good luck, and may the FFCPI be with you.
From your fantasy football draft to the league championship, the Fantasy Football Champs have you covered.